Page 40. Iron Man. In 1977, some friends who competed in sports were debating which sport was the most difficult. The Waikiki rough water swim, the 180-kilometer round Oahu bike race, or the Honolulu marathon. They couldn't agree, so in the end, one of them suggested that they should try them all, one after the other, on the same day. "We'll call whoever finishes first the Iron Man," said John Collins, one of the friends. The group decided to call the competition Iron Man, and in 1978, the first such competition was held in Hawaii. Only 12 competitors took part. Today, many Ironman competitions are held all over the world each year. It always starts with 4 kilometers of swimming, followed immediately by 180 kilometers of cycling. It concludes with running a marathon, a race of just over 42 kilometers. This is all done without a break, although you may eat on the way, usually while biking, and there is drinking station throughout the course. Page 41. The time limit is 17 hours. Races start at 7 a.m. and competitors have to finish before midnight. Even though it sounds almost impossible to complete an Ironman competition, many people have, and some have even completed several. Luc van Liert has been competing since 1990 and has won the competition many times. Like in most sports today, women also compete in Ironman competitions. For many years, Paula Newby-Fraser was considered one of the best. Like Luc van Liert, she has won the competition many times. Icelandic Iron Women. Did you know that many Icelanders have competed Ironman competitions? Bryndís Baldursdóttir was the first Icelandic woman to finish an Ironman race. She competed in Germany in 2007. She didn't start running until she was 36 years old and was 43 when she went to Germany and finished the Ironman there. Another Icelandic woman, Karen Axelsdóttir, competed in an Ironman race in Australia. She finished in 10 hours and 56 minutes. Karen had been training and competing in other triathlon competitions for many years before trying the Ironman. Now she works in London coaching people for triathlons. In addition to good training and nutrition, Karen talks about the importance of a positive attitude. When things start to get difficult, the real training starts. Then it is important to concentrate. Keep your balance and focus. Even though she is quite an iron lady, she is just a normal mother. She lives with her husband and 2 children and has a very good education. She is educated as a personal trainer and has a degree in business, so if she gets tired of all the running, she should be able to get a good desk job. Page 42. Karen says the day of the Ironman was one of the best in her life. She had her family there to support her and was well prepared for the competition. Karen often wonders if she will try it again. The answer is yes, of course, and hopefully in Hawaii, the home of the Iron Man. Karen's attitude towards sports and a healthy lifestyle is admirable. She says, "We have to start somewhere. Try to find some exercise you enjoy that fits your program. You will probably be a complete beginner at first, but that's just fine. Think of it as a challenge and how good it is to try something new. To be in good company is also good, and you can even make new friends while taking up a new sport." There is a saying for the competition that came from John Collins, who has been called the founder of this difficult sport. "Swim 4 kilometers, bike 180 kilometers, run 42.2 kilometers. Brag for the rest of your life." What is 1 kilometer away from your school? What is 226 kilometers away from your school? How far do you think you can run? How far can you swim or cycle?